All right, turn your Bibles to John chapter 20. So here's my question for tonight. What is the name of the religion in the Old Testament? I want to start off by saying that, you know, names are important. We should use, you know, proper biblical names. And of course, the most important name that we need to know is that the name of Jesus. It says in John 20, verse 31, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." So we're saved through the name of Jesus. And what this tells me is that, you know, these people like the Hebrew Roots movement, that these sacred namers, they're not saved. They have a different Jesus. They don't have the Jesus of the Bible. You know, they have this Joshua guy or Yeshua. You know, it's really the Antichrist, right? We don't want any of that. Well, today we have something called New Testament Christianity, and we also have Judaism. And so what should we call the religion of the Old Testament? Well, the title of my sermon is Old Testament Christianity. So why not Judaism? Well, don't be mistaken. There was Judaism, you know, in the Bible and in the Old Testament, but it's the religion of the Pharisees, you know. So if you remember anything, I just want you to remember that, you know, Judaism is the religion of the Pharisees. It was never the true religion. Turn to John chapter 5. So you might say, well, don't they worship the same God? Well, they try to, but it's a pointless attempt because they don't actually believe it. It says in Mark 7, "Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. How be in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And, you know, of course, they actually made a book about these commandments of men. It's called the Talmud. And that's really what they believe, right? They don't believe this Bible. They believe the Talmud. Because Jesus says if they believe the Bible in John 5:45, he says, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?" So Jesus make an important point here, and that is that Moses is an Old Testament Christian. Moses wrote about Christ, so if they believed what he wrote, they would have believed Christ. And for instance, you know, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and, you know, and I know them, and they follow me." So you might be wondering, well, how was Moses a Christian? Well, turn to Acts chapter 10. Hebrews 11 explains this. It says, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproaches of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt." Reproaches of who? Of Christ, right? Very beautiful verse, Acts 10:43. "To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." So it couldn't be more clear. Every prophet preached about Christ. We've always had the same God. We've always had the same salvation. And when did this start? Well, it goes all the way back to, you know, Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel basically shows us the first true prophet, you know, Abel, who's called a preacher of righteousness in Matthew 23. And it also shows the first false prophet, Cain, you know, who had the spirit of Antichrist. So from that time forward, there's always been two religions. There's been one through faith and one through works. Today we call this one through faith Christianity, you know, and you can break it up into New Testament Christianity and Old Testament Christianity because it's the same salvation, but it's two different covenants. Well, this other, you know, religion that's came forward since then, this works-based religion, it's still here as well. And but of course, it's been broken off into many different variations, one of which is Judaism. And I just want to emphasize that you should not confuse this Judaism with these true, you know, religion of the Bible. So we can just look at some other examples while we have some time left. You know, just think about some of the people in the Old Testament, like Abraham offering Isaac, right? Like, why would he do that? Well, it's because he already knew about the resurrection. It says in Hebrews 11, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. You know, or like Job. You know, Job 19, he says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." So Job's talking about not only the second coming of Christ, but that he'll be, you know, his body will be redeemed. He'll be resurrected as well, right? So to lump him in with the Pharisees is ridiculous, right? I mean, it's entirely different. So I just want to encourage you guys, you know, when you're reading your Bible too, just remember that every prophet, every book, you know, they're not pointing at some rabbi or some works-based salvation. You know, they're pointing you to Christ and salvation through his name. So let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, just please thank you for all these great examples. I pray as we read our Bible, you'll reveal more unto us. And it's in Christ's name I pray, amen.